Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for March 14th to 20th. So, we have lots of stuff going on right now. I'm sure that a lot of you guys are feeling the ascension stuff. We've had a lot of astral weather that's coming through, which always gives me a good indication that things are kind of shaking up in other realms and behind the scenes. So not necessarily just on our planet or just in our universe, but kind of like all realms. So lots and lots of activity happening. And you might notice that your dreams are particularly active. You may notice that there's a lot of bleed through between. So what's happening in this particular lifetime and then in other lifetimes, all coming together in the dream state. Pay attention to that, because again, they always say to me that a lot of the things that we do in the dream state is stuff that we're not able to do in the state that we're in. So meaning anything that was particularly hard emotionally or anything that was hard to get through, or any life lessons that have been challenging for us that we just haven't been getting. It's kind of like they give us the opportunity in the dream state to work through that stuff. So you may notice that there are other people that come into your dreams that are also souls in this particular lifetime with you. And they may be souls that are not necessarily super close to you, or, you know, they just may be people that you know, but they're showing up in your dreams. So pay attention to that, because of course, it's very interesting how all of the souls that you know, we're all connected. There's all a connection there. So whether it's a connection that you have in this particular lifetime, or whether it's a connection that you've had in other lifetimes, there's a reason why we have the same souls always coming around us, which is kind of very interesting. So we do have our big full moon in Virgo coming up. Sorry, guys, my throat is starting to get foggy on me. So we have full moon in Virgo coming up on Friday. So that means that we have the sun in Pisces. And so those two, having those two planets, so or astrological signs together, so Virgo and Pisces, it's kind of giving us like the balance or the best of both worlds. So through the full moon in Virgo, remember the full moon is about, you know, we planted all of our new moon seeds. So when the new moon came up, we were putting all of our intentions. We are creating our intentions. We were saying to the universe, this is what we want. Here's what we're letting go of. This is what, and I feel like we did our, you know, a big focus was on healing. I think when we did our healing session and we had, you know, Jesus and Mother Mary come in, I feel like that whole kind of theme of the new moon and what we were planting was like about forgiveness, about healing, about deep wound healing, about transformation. I feel like it was a lot. Like we put in a lot when we did the new moon. And now I feel like the full moon is like we're watching our seeds bloom. So all of the things that we put in, the intentions that we created, now it's coming to like fruition. Now it's like now the plans are coming forward. And so pay attention to really, like, it's kind of like they're saying your wish list. So you know how when you send off your wish list, it should be getting smaller and smaller, because the things that we are wishing for, the things that we're putting out there, should be starting to come back to us. So we should start seeing, even if it's, and remember, sometimes it's subtle, right? Like sometimes it's not just boom, things completely go away and then something new comes in. Sometimes it's like bit by bit, piece by piece that it happens. So pay attention. They're saying pay attention to the subtle changes and have acknowledgement that. They're saying through gratitude. So through gratitude, have the acknowledgement for the subtle changes. And I'll give you an example, because this we often do this. There can be something that's physically wrong that we're dealing with, like that's big, like it's really big. Like I know for me, you know, I had hurt my knee really, really bad. I mean, there's other things too, the vertigo stuff, you know, something that feels really big to you and really powerful to you. And when you're in the middle of it, it just feels all encompassing, all overwhelming. But as time goes by, healing does happen and those things disappear. They completely heal and they completely go away. And what happens is you actually completely forget about the problem. You forget about the pain. You forget about the ordeal that you were in. You literally, and trust me, this does happen, you do forget about it. And you look back at it like, oh, was that even me? Did I even really go through all of that? And so have the acknowledgement of that, of how things do change. Sometimes it changes slower than we wish, but have the acknowledgement through gratitude that it does change. So because we have that balance between the Virgo and the Pisces going on, it's going to cause some high emotions for everybody. And so remember, it's a Virgo energy, it's a Virgo-Pisces axis. And so this one in particular really is about finding balance, because Virgo energy is very structured. You know, they can be very critical. It can be very black and white. And Pisces energy is the opposite. Pisces energy is the dreamer, the visionary, we're not going to work today. Let's play today. We'll do it another day. And so you may be finding really for you that there's a lot of push and pull to create some balance in your life. Pay attention to that. Is it time to take a break from things? Is it time to stop putting as much energy or effort into problem solving, or, you know, giving yourself permission to stop worrying about stuff for the moment? I know for me, I've been really, really feeling the need to create the balance of, again, where I'm putting my energy, where I'm putting my emotional energy. So I'm doing my best to take a break from social media. I'm just going on occasionally. I'm not sitting there and scrolling. I'm not reading any of the news stuff. I'm not going in and reading any of the stuff about the Ukraine and about I'm not. And everything that's going on with Ukraine right now, they're showing me that it's like, again, just pull your energies back. It's not needed. It's like, it's not even, don't watch the accident on the side of the road, because it's has nothing to do with you, and it's going to play out and do what it needs to do. So pay attention to that. So if you're worrying about the war, you're worrying about all that stuff, pull your energy back from it, because every time I look into that or I feel into that stuff, they say act two to me. So they're saying like, okay, the COVID was act one and now we're going into act two. So be mindful about that and remind yourselves about how that all played out. Because I can tell you this, it was 2 years ago this week that I was on a road trip with seven other teenagers, with my kids and their friends. And we were going to Florida and my husband was flying down to meet us, but we were doing the drive. And it was, I think, like maybe just a couple of days before we left, we started hearing about the COVID stuff on the news. And so we arrived in Florida with no problem, of course, drove through the states with no problem. And then when we got here, a couple of the parents of the kids that were with us were like really fearful and really afraid and saying, oh, you know, you should get home and you should turn around and come back. And we had things to do because my husband has equipment that gets serviced in Florida. It's one of the reasons why we come here. So we had that to do, so we couldn't just pack up and turn around and leave. But everything in my whole being was telling me that there was nothing to worry about, was like literally kind of being like, and part of, you know, what I do for a living is I read energy. And so I can feel into energy and be like, okay, is there a red flag here? Is there like, don't go? And there was nothing. There was nothing there. And I can remember so many people being fearful right away. And this is, of course, was when everybody was hoarding the toilet paper and everybody, you know, it was the beginning craziness. It was like everybody going into fear mode. And I can even remember having a conversation with my father-in-law on the phone, and the kids and I, we were like going through a drive-through of Panera Bread or something. And he was like, well, what are you guys doing? And I was like, well, we're getting some lunch and we're going to go to the pool. And he was like, oh, you have to come home. You guys have to come home. You have to be home and be safe. What if you can't get back into the country and all this stuff? And I ended up hanging up on him because I was like, This is crazy. Listen, and at the beginning of this thing, remember we were talking about a virus. We knew it was a virus. I was like, everybody's watched too many zombie movies. They've been programming everybody too much with like the apocalypse zombies virus is coming to get you. And so anyways, we end up having to cut our trip a little bit short and then came home. And of course, I know when I realized that the entire cutting it short was for nothing. And, you know, in particular, Florida is a very awakened state that, you know, the people are, and I think it's because they're in the sun and the water and that helps them lots. But they were not in a panic and nobody was hoarding toilet paper here and nobody was doing the mask thing and nobody. So anyways, my point is, all of that stuff was, there was an agenda. There's an agenda that was created. We're 2 years into it. You guys probably, you know, if you haven't had the virus yet, if you get it, it's going to be, you know, you're likely to very much survive it. You guys know all this. We know this now. So keep in mind the same thing about what's happening with the war stuff, because again, this from the beginning has been a plan. There's an agenda. This was never about a virus. It's about control. It's about money. It always has been since the beginning. So follow your gut on this. It really is giving you an opportunity to feel inward and be like, oh, is there a red flag there? Is there something that I need to know about it? Tell me. And remember, your guides, your divine guided team is there to help you with that. You don't have to do that all on your own. You literally close your eyes, tune into your guidance team and say, listen, is there something I need to know here? Show me. Give me a sense. Give me a feeling so that I can tune into my intuition, into my guts, and I can know whether I need to do something or whether I can just shelve it. I don't need to give it my focus or attention. And so for me personally, that's what they're giving me around the Ukraine. That's what they're giving me around the war and so all of that. So feel into that and see where you are, what that is meaning for you. And, you know, and for some of us, again, this is because this time is so focused on balanced. That's going to be like, okay, so how much of your energy do you give to things that cause fear or create fear or fuel fear? So pay attention to that, because right now it's going to be when we're creating balance, you have to look at your energy sources and say, okay, is that something that I put my energy into? Is it going to give me energy back? So remember, we have to focus on that right now. It's really, really important. And because we have, so Virgo energy is physical health and a need for order. So that is, you know, doing things to support your physical body, looking into the stuff for creating health and wellness within. And then of course Pisces is the, you know, the visions, the spiritual health. So again, whole picture of body, mind, soul, body, mind, soul, creating that, you know, that trinity together in balance. Now, I believe that the geostorms are coming in, and all of the stuff we've been experiencing with the vertigo and all of that has been about letting things go out of our systems. That's what they've given us. So letting things go out of the systems. So even today, we're sitting at a KP of 2. We have a KP of 6 indicated that's going to be coming up. So that's active, right? That's the possibility for big geostorms and solar flares. And so remember, it's kind of like the burning up of things, the burning up of viruses, the clearing, the shaking up. There was a couple of things that they gave me, and you guys can look this up. I didn't get a chance to look them up before, but they talked to me about atmospheric pressure. And so look into that. I honestly don't know exactly what they're meaning by that, but feel into it. And see, but they talk to me about that with the storms, that with the ascension symptoms, they said atmospheric pressure in there. They did say to me that we are getting new guides being sent. They're saying that they're on a rescue mission. And so it's interesting because we all have a certain set of guides that come with us. But I feel like there's like new energies that are going to be coming in. So pay attention to that too. You know, some of your gifts may be heightened now because you have a new helper guide that comes in that's going to be working with you on that. So pay attention, because that's very exciting. I know that the big projection that they gave me from the very beginning was that we were going to have the remembering of who we are, you know, all of our clairs, all of our senses, we're going to come back to, you know, being able to communicate telepathically, feeling everything through our senses. So remember, part of that is the purpose on our side, our agenda. So keep that in mind. They said to me that the new timelines are merging. So that's, again, because things have shifted and changed, we're creating new storylines. They said things are going to be looking different. They told us to make a conscious effort to expand our consciousness and become free-flowing. So again, that's going to be paying attention to how things are feeling for you. So if you're feeling resistance in something, then you let it go. If it feels free-flowing to you, then allow it to flow, allow it to go with it. It's kind of like every single kind of like conversation you come up against, any person you come up against, if you feel the resistance, they're saying now is the time to let it go. They're saying, and you could guys feel into this too and see what it means for you, because they said divergence from the ego is a must. And so I really feel like that is going to be like, you know, they're saying to me right now, picking your battles wisely, picking your battles wisely. So that's important. They said that no conquering will be done. So again, it's like, you know, you're going to be walking away from things that are going to cause conflict. It's not the time to be the warrior. It's time to just walk away from that. And that could be the Pisces energy guiding us on that as well. They're saying finding the flow through your senses. So really becoming, you know, the sensory being that you are and allowing things to flow through you. And again, not process them through your human mind, but just allow them to understanding that everything is energy and some things feel good and some things feel bad. So allowing the bad stuff to go and keeping the good stuff. The vertigo, dizziness stuff that everybody has been experiencing, they said to me tangled energy lines. So it feels to me it's kind of like, you know, if you have a kink in your hose, you get a backup of energy. And I feel like that's kind of what's been happening for everybody. So doing that stuff of like visualizing the frequencies that are coming in and allowing them to flow through, literally using your hands to like push them through and visualize them leaving, is helpful to untangle the energy lines. They're talking about coming forward. We're going to be coming into creating dreams into reality, pursuing our passions, igniting the flame within. And they're saying that we're going to be doing this all through source. So we're going to be have that abundance of energy coming through to help us out with it. I'm going to leave you guys with this because I thought this was kind of interesting. I've been having the ear ringing for a long time, but recently it's been like really, really strong, like just kind of always there. And I know a lot of other people have had it as well. And they said to me that the ear ringing is about a new heightened awareness. They said it's bringing back our animal instincts. And so they said hearing all of the sounds, all of the decibels. And so I thought that was kind of interesting. And then they showed me like how animals' sense of hearing is like so amazing, right? Like, and my dogs, when they hear something, they literally stop breathing. They hold their breath for a minute and they like really hear into things and then they go back and they, you know, and so they said to that they're not bothered by it. There's no feeling into it and being bothered by it. They hear into it, they open up to it, and then it's like, okay, no, I don't need to know about that. And then they shut it down. And so they literally said that we can say, ears be quiet now, ears be quiet now. So it's almost like this on their, this is interesting. They're showing me the off on switch. So that's very interesting. So try that out and see what that happens of just saying ears off now or quiet now, ears ringing, stop now, and be like you're shutting the switch off. And then when you need to, boom, pay attention to when they come back on again, because, oh, what am I hearing? What am I feeling? What do they want me to know? And then shut it off again. So that's very, very cool. So let me know. You guys can let me know either by responding to an email or posting in our Facebook group if that works for you or what's your experience with that, because that's kind of interesting. Very, very interesting. And they just said, ears be quiet. So ears be quiet. You could just say, ears be quiet. That's cool. Very, very cool. Okay, guys, it is going to be an interesting week, to say the least, for sure. Remember, the important thing is get those energy lines untangled, free-flowing, allowing things to flow through, and then deciding what comes into your frequency and what you're allowing, what you want to keep and what you don't want to keep. sending you guys all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.